Hey guys, welcome to a place with good vibes, no judgment, just raw and fun material. Enjoy. Hey guys, and welcome to Pretty Out There, presented by ProExist, hosted by your girl, Lorena Sevis. I'm super excited. I have my beautiful friend, Nancy Fawn, right next to me. She's an amazing esthetician, and she's been in the field for more than 20 years. Nancy, can you tell us how you got started?
Thank you so much for having me. How I got started, gosh, I got started because I suffered from severe acne growing up in my teen years.
Wow, and you have great skin.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And I was on Accutane by 19.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Well, you can't even tell.
Like, thank you. Thank you.
You look great. And what inspired you to be an esthetician? I know you could be an esthetician, but what an esthetician is more skillful. You learn and you go more into your practice in skincare. What inspired you to get to that level?
Well, once I became an esthetician, what was so wonderful is aesthetics is a very broad field. So okay. You could go into cosmetics, you could go into medical, you could go into waxing.
Okay.
And because I suffer so severely from acne, I really wanted to make a difference in people's lives. I wanted them to not go through what I went through.
Right.
Accutane is a phenomenal medication that really helped me. But once I was done with Accutane, then what? There was a lot of redness. There was a lot of scarring.
Okay.
I didn't know anything about maintenance and prevention and recovery. And that's what drove my passion for skincare.
Very nice. And I know it's hard too, because myself too, I'm involved in skincare and seeing patients and seeing that you could go into depression, or you could have an anxiety from it because you don't have the tools that you need. And what you do, you bring so much self-confidence into other people. And I think that's really beautiful that you wanted
Thank
to pursue
you.
That. Yeah, absolutely. And please tell me, I read into your Bible.
Retake.
I did not
write the Bible. I did not.
Let me be clear. I read into your bio and I was so motivated and inspired to. I want to learn more about the nonprofit organization you're involved with, which is called TKO, Take Kindness On. What is this about?
Take Kindness On is a phenomenal community of nonprofit organization where people, we come together twice a year and we feed the homeless. My son is involved. It's wonderful. We pack meals. We pack.
That is so awesome.
Clothes that they need, like socks, undershirts. And we go to Santa Monica. And first we go to the beach. We have a whole group. And then we break apart. We go to the beach. And we just kind of leave it next to them wherever they rest.
Wow.
So we don't want to disturb them.
Right.
We don't want to make them feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to the centers. And we do the same thing.
Wow, I would love to get involved with that.
It is phenomenal. It's absolutely phenomenal.
That is beautiful. I myself too is involved in nonprofit organizations as well. And I think giving back is very important, not just to, you know, because we have a busy life. You have a busy life.
That's right.
I have a busy life, but we need to focus in the outskirts of it too as well. And I think giving back makes you beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I do want to add one of the great things that we did at TKO, which was so much fun, and it was very close to home for me because my son is high-functioning Asperger. There is a ranch that was, I believe it was in Santa Clarita.
Okay.
And it is a ranch for children that have autism, Down syndrome.
Oh, wow.
And we went and gave the ranch a facelift.
Really?
We
painted,
we planted.
Okay.
And to see the kids enjoy.
Oh my gosh, I can just
imagine. It was really special. It was really special.
Oh, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And to see their smiles and they're so excited. Someone is actually there for them to help them. And
yes, and this is their place that they go to see animals and to enjoy and to be able to really give the whole place a good facelift. It was nice.
Oh, I want to give you a hug right now.
You're
so beautiful. I love it. And your son is awesome.
Thank you.
Yes. He's coming today, right? I get to meet him.
Yes, he is.
Oh, heard so many good things about him. Okay, Nancy, I'm loving everything that you're saying, and you're such an amazing, inspirational person.
I'm a person.
Okay, Nancy, I love everything about you. Can you please tell me, what do you love about being an esthetician?
There are so many things I love about being an esthetician. Where do I begin? I would say the connection that I'm able to make with my clients, being a part of each other's life, enriching each other's lives through good skincare and good health. And skincare is not just a beauty thing. It's an overall health.
I believe that. That's so true.
Your skin is the biggest part. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest organ in your body.
Right.
And it does, yes, it covers all your internal organs, mm-hmm. but it will be with you for the rest of your life.
Right.
And you need to be kind to it.
Oh, you definitely. Need to be good to it. You need to take care of yourself.
And it's good skin health.
Yeah. I believe taking care of yourself from within.
Yes.
As well. Healing your heart, healing your soul.
Absolutely.
And just connecting with the right people, with the right environment.
Yes.
It's
and
very
being
important.
Able to help women reach mm-hmm. their optimum skin goal is
right.
so rewarding. It's incredibly rewarding.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes. So thank you so much, Nancy. It
thank
was a pleasure to have you on my podcast, Pretty Out There. And I look forward to working with you and engaging with you more and maybe getting involved in all these amazing nonprofit organizations that you're part of as well. And so, yeah, thanks, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to Pretty Out There. This is your girl, Lorraine, and Nancy Fawn. Peace and love.